Time to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It is brought to you by BJ's Wholesale Club. Hello, Sharky.
Hello, Gina J. What's going on in the world of gossip on this Monday afternoon?
Well, I was just very excited watching some clips of Ellen DeGeneres today. She's got the Backstreet Boys on there.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they're like performing. They're talking about their tour that's coming up. Of course, we've got them for the All-Star Christmas concert. So I would get your tickets. I heard they're like almost sold out.
Uh-oh. Get on it. Don't procrastinate.
Heather Locklear has been placed on a psychiatric hold again.
Yeah, her therapist determined that she was in need of some help, so off to the mental hospital she went over the weekend.
This one I am not surprised about because I saw they had pushed up their wedding, so I'm like, something's up with these two. Paris Hilton has called off her engagement to her fiancé.
Yeah, they dated for about a year. They got engaged early this year when they were during a trip to Aspen, but apparently Paris is feeling this isn't the right guy for me.
Yep, so they moved too fast, and she's got that $2 million ring. I wonder if she gives it back or not. Diddy hosted a private memorial to honor his ex-girlfriend Kim Porter, who passed away, and he did that yesterday.
Yeah, it was at his Bel Air mansion. The home was filled with photos of Porter and their family. A candlelit walkway greeted everyone as they walked in. More than 100 family and friends attended.
Yep.
Very sad, man. Oh, Kim's life cut very short.
Mary J. Blige was there. Pharrell, French Montana. And you see, he broke his silence and he said, quote, "I'll raise our family just like you taught me to. Love you forever." Oh,
wow.
God, so sad.
That's brutal.
Well, someone got married over the weekend.
Really? Who
yeah.
did? Who got married?
This Is Us star Mandy Moore got married to her boyfriend yesterday in L.A.
Mandy Moore got married,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah, and she wore pink. A pink dress.
That's perfect.
Oh, I didn't like it. I saw
you
the
didn't
dress.
Like the pink?
No, not at all. And I felt back. She said that her cat died the day before her wedding. That's sad.
Oh, no. Kitty died?
Yes.
Didn't even make the wedding?
No, poor thing. A royal tradition. I'm so glad I'm not a royal. I'm sure you feel the same way after you hear this story.
Okay. I'm glad. You know what? Even before I heard the story, I'm glad I'm not a royal.
I guess there's a tradition that dates back from the 1900s that everyone there from the royal family is weighed before Christmas dinner and after Christmas dinner.
No.
Yes.
Is it a contest to see who can put on the most?
I don't know. It's just to see. They want to make sure their guests are having a great time and they've had enough food. How embarrassing. And finally, the weekend box office number 3 was Bohemian Rhapsody with $15.7 million. Number 2, Dr. Seuss's The Grinch with $38.3.
You're a mean one.
Yes.
Gina J.
Aw, I can be. And number 1 was Fantastic Beasts. The Crimes of Grindelwald for the 62.2.
Big weekend for them.
Thank you, Sharky. For more celebrity gossip, you can check out our website at 96.5tic.com.